Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to talk about Image Isn't Everything. I am basing this podcast on a TED Talk that model Cameron Russell gave, in which she opened up the realities of the world of modeling. Of course, I don't have the images to show you that she had on stage. However, I believe you'll get a good enough idea of what she was speaking of when I convey to you the truths that she spoke of in her talk. The first thing that one needs to understand about the world of modeling is that it's a lottery. So few people are able to actually get jobs as models that it really is not a career choice. Tall, lean, white, young women are the majority of models out there. It is, as she said, a genetic lottery that she won. And there are, of course, benefits for her abilities and her image as a professional model. She does get free stuff, and she spoke of getting pulled aside the road in New York City with one of her friends who she qualified as a very poor driver. They got stopped by a cop, and all she had to do was say, "I'm sorry, officer," and they were let go. She went on to mention how many times Black and Hispanic men, mostly, are stopped and frisked for the very same thing. She said the number is 80% of those stopped and frisked are Black and Hispanic men. So image does count. She also went on to say that when a person is in the modeling world, that though the images are very powerful, they really have little to do with the reality. She showed pictures of her being very young, almost a preteen, when she was in French Vogue, something you wouldn't really be able to realize when you looked at the finished product. And she did call it a product, actually, because it's a construction, another one of her words, of the makeup artist, hairstylist, the lighting and photography, the pre and post production that goes into making the photos that she is in. However, this is the most important aspect to this whole thing that I really want you all out there to understand. Just because a person has thin thighs, shiny hair, and looks healthy doesn't mean they're happy or fulfilled. Cameron was very clear in stating that she's very insecure in her looks because she has to worry about how she looks every day of her life. And this is very hard on her. It's hard on all the models, and they speak about it often amongst themselves. So when you think about who you are, what you look like, and how you are in this world, go deeper inside yourself. Figure out what really truly matters to you, because physical beauty, although it has its benefits, is not the be-all and end-all. In fact, so many attractive people are really concerned about whether or not they're being liked for who they are versus being used for their beauty or the positive attributes they may have, i.e. maybe a higher income, because of that beauty. If you're a person who is able to really get inside themselves and appreciate the heart and soul that you have, the things that you hold dear to you, the values and principles by which you live, doing positive and productive things with your life, these are all so much more important than how you look, and certainly much more meaningful than the image that is crafted by the art directors, photographers, the magazines in which models show, and the catwalks upon which they walk. Another thing to keep in mind is that a model's life is pretty rigorous. Many of them travel the world, that is true, but often they are put into very cold places, having to stay there until the shots are done, which sometimes can take hours. It's not always a comfortable thing to be involved with. Cameron spoke about having to kiss a boy in one of the shots, and she was a virgin at the time. She was totally uncomfortable. She was a preteen at the time. It wasn't a normal thing for her to be doing. So think about the things that you really care about. Think about maybe some things in your life that are important and fulfilling and bring you great joy. And realize that these things come from inside yourself and have very little to do with physical beauty or lack thereof. Remember that our relationships and the things we do with our lives are more important than most anything else. Concentrate on those aspects of your life, and then you really won't have to worry so much about an image that really doesn't matter.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.